That boy couldn't carry a tune if it had handles.
This week on Isle Tunes, a Little Island tribute to the maternal units for Mother's Day, new ones from Brooke MacArthur and Lawrence Maxwell, and a word from the mother of them all, Dee Dee Da Da Da. Yez ready, PEI? Let's get her done! How's she going, Prince Edward Island? I am your host, Adam Michael James, and you are listening to the May 9th, 2025 episode of the PEI Arts Award-nominated Isle Tunes. Everything getting all green with all the rain we've been having, which is good, because then when we go around calling PEI Canada's Green Isle, it won't be false advertising. Also not false advertising is the fact that this is the only podcast to bring you nothing but music made by island artists, and that's whether they're born here or islanders by choice, like me. In this next hour-ish, you'll also get info about each musician and their work, plus a quick island history lesson and a rundown of where you can catch which artists at what venue. Dinner for you, PEI! Real quick, if you'd like to support this effort that several island music makers have told me provides a one-of-a-kind outlet for them, you can send some financial appreciation, if your budget can appreciate it, through PayPal. Becoming a subscriber on Patreon for cheap gets you access to exclusive video content that obviously this audio-only show can't give you, and if you'd rather swag, there are Isle Tunes t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, and the like over at isletunes.creator-spring.com. All fundage goes toward the care and feeding of this here little podcast that could, and I sure do thank yous. All right, let's get this PEI party started by going country for a little while. Brooke MacArthur didn't just spring up out of the stage at the Cavendish Beach Music Festival, though that's a natural venue for her, and she'll once again be gracing that stage there July 12th. The girl from Summerside began playing local talent shows when she was 12, and by 14 she had been shortlisted in the Much Music Covers competition of 2012. I'm sensing a pattern. In her late teens, Brooke began doing songwriting of her own, taking inspo from Taylor Swift and Shania Twain, appropriately enough. In 2023, she released her first single, and last year she teamed up with fellow country crooner Lawrence Maxwell to record a song. We may well have our own George Jones and Tammy Wynette on our hands. For now, though, What's Up is Brooke's brand new song that came out April 18th, and of course, Isle Tunes has it here for you. This is Brooke MacArthur with her absolute latest bittersweet surprise, which is sweet enough that it qualifies as an
Isle Tunes world premiere.
Lately I've been staying home. That putting myself out there's been getting old. Love's only ever let me down. Began to learn that empty words, they don't stick around. Who, when they got close, I'd say goodbye. But with you, damn, it feels so right. You're like a warm hug on a cold day. A view that takes my breath away. Slow dancing in neon lights. When the band plays that final song, your hand in mine, right where I belong. I'm leaning in to leaving doubt behind. Boy, you came out of the blue just in time. You're my bittersweet, bittersweet surprise. Didn't even know I needed you. You hold the door, make me laugh, and you speak the truth. I'm so done with the games. I'm done with the guessing. Honestly, I can't stop counting my blessings. You're a warm hug on a cold day. A view that takes my breath away. Slow dancing in neon lights. When the band plays that final song, your hand in mine, right where I belong. I'm leaning in to leaving doubt behind. Came out of the blue just in time. You're my bittersweet surprise. Only one for me, bittersweet surprise. Heading down this road, leaving bitter behind. Didn't think this could ever be the place where I'd find my bittersweet surprise. Warm hug on a cold day, feel that takes my breath away. Slow dancing in neon lights. When the band plays that final song, your hand and mine right where I belong. I'm leaning in to leaving doubt behind. Boy, you came out of the blue just in time. When you stop looking, all the stars can align. You're my bittersweet, bittersweet surprise. Surprise, my bittersweet surprise. Mm-hmm. Boy, you came out of the blue, came out of the blue, just in time.
I'm tired of not knowing what to say, just letting it all ball up. Gets a little bit harder every day, somehow I still show up. When the nights are long and the drapes are drawn, the morning slips away, and I'm gonna stay. In a room with a blackout curtain is where I go to hold my hurting. Where the sun feels like a stranger, everything feels like danger. When my mind goes to fall apart, holding on to a worn out heart, I hide the world from what's inside my head, and long for a day when I can live outside instead of a room with a blackout curtain. Blackout curtain. Another week of canceled plans, another night of pushing through. Like a song falling on your lap, just when you needed to. Sing with all I have, it might not be that much. Oh, but it's something. In a room with a blackout curtain is where I go to hold my hurting. Where the sun feels like a stranger, everything feels like danger. Where my mind goes to fall apart, holding on to a worn out heart, I hide the world from what's inside my head, and long for a day when I can live outside instead of a room with a blackout curtain. Blackout curtain. Calls out my name, it brings me to my feet. See the shadows on the ground from sunlight on the street. Oh, and it's warm again. In a room with a blackout curtain is where I go to hold my hurting. Where the sun feels like a stranger, and everything feels like danger. Where my mind goes to fall apart, holding on to a worn out heart, I hide the world from what's inside my head. Yeah, I hide the world from what's inside my head, and long for a day when I can live outside instead of a room with a blackout curtain. Blackout curtain.
There's no blacking out the island's cowboy poet or this second of two Isletunes world premieres. That was Lawrence Maxwell with his newest track, Blackout Curtains, released May 2nd. Now, you may have heard the story of how Lawrence and his band missed a connecting flight in Europe, which ended up costing him $17,000 because the airline made him buy new seats for everyone. Thanks to the generosity of those who contributed to his crowdfunding campaign to offset those five-digit expenses, there ended up being a surplus of cash, and Lawrence is paying it forward with the creation of the Lawrence Maxwell Musician Support Fund, an initiative to give island music artists financial and creative opportunities that they wouldn't otherwise have. Lawrence held a songwriting competition, the winner of which will receive these funds, and it's you guys who will decide who takes the top spot at the finals concert being held at the Trailside May 22nd. Those finalists are Allison Blush, Kira Lone, Julia Robichaud, Noah Malcolm, and Sophie Peterson. If you'd like to donate to this fund, send an e-transfer with the message LMMSF to kohsmanagement@gmail.com. That's K-O-H-S management. @gmail.com. Madonna sang music makes the people come together. Yeah, but I wonder if she'd reword her hit if she knew just how unifying Holland College is. After all, the Institute of Higher Learning attracts folks from all over the world because of their School of Performing Arts program, but not just that program. Chavez Edgecombe came to the HC from the Bahamas to study computer networking technology, and on the way became not only an open format DJ, but a notable name on the island's hip-hop scene as Selecta Chevron. Along with frequent collaborator KM, Sir Chev released a full album Jungle in 2023, the same year the two got on the mic with Triple Deuce to produce this standalone single, In the Club. So turn down the house lights and crank up the multicolor LED lights, because you're on the exclusive guest list for this club, thanks to Selecta Chevron on Isletunes.
In the club. In the club. In the club. In the club. When you move like this, when you groove like this in the club, when you move like this, when you groove like this in the club, when you move like this, when you groove like this in the club, when you move like this, when you groove like this, throw it up, yeah. Throw it up, when you move like this, you groove like this, you know what's up, throw it up, yeah, yeah, throw it up, throw it up, yeah, throw it up.
Bounce, baby, bounce, yeah, baby, bounce, yeah, throw it back, throw it back, let me see you, make it clap, shawty, just bounce, 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 shawty, bounce, 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 throw it up.
In the club, in the club. When you move like this, when you groove like this in the club, when you move like this, when you groove like this in the club, when you move like this, when you groove like this in the club, when you move like this, when you groove like this, throw it up, yeah. Yeah, yeah, throw it up. When you move like this, you groove like this, you know what's up. Throw it up, yeah, yeah, throw it up. Throw it up, yeah, throw it up.
Then we on a new level. If you want smoke, then we send it smoke. We send it to whoever. We send it whoever. We send it whoever. Then we on a new level. If they want smoke, then we send it smoke. We send it to whoever. 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 I cannot lose. I'm letting the fuse. It's either us or them. Now you can choose. Ah, choose wisely. This life gets pricey. Eyes are bloodshot, bloodshot, he knows some visine. Let that thing loose, let that thing cruise. Open the mosh pit, better leave it to Bruce. Better leave it to Bruce, but let that thing loose. Better let that thing loose, loose, loose.
Selecta Chevron describing what you might see in the club on Isletunes. He told The Guardian in 2021 that in the Bahamas, there were sometimes judgments based on just how black one's skin was or wasn't, but while this island is a welcoming place overall, he hadn't really been seen as different until he came to a place with a mostly white population. In his interview, he added, quote, "I hope to one day live in a world where I don't feel I have to give 1,008% just because of my skin. And I hope to find a place where we are all equally, fairly, and justly represented." Unquote. For real. It's just a matter of melanin, folks, as in how much one does or doesn't have. We can't help that. Get over it. And if I forget, remind me to get over it. Coming up, it's not 50 ways to leave your lover, it's 4 ways to honor your mother. Plus the newest of the new spewing from Hit the Coast and a way to keep your eye on PEI. Thomas Jefferson is purported to have said, "I like the dreams of the future better than the history of the past." Personally, I would amend that to say that without knowing the past, you can't know how to dream the future differently. That's where this little segment comes in on a provincial level. For lack of more flowery terminology, it's called This Week in PEI History. May 11th, 1970. In case you've ever wondered how the Gene Canfield building on the corner of Great George and Houston in Charlottetown got named, it was on this date that Westmoreland native Gene Canfield became the first woman elected to the PEI legislature and the first woman to serve in PEI's cabinet. She was re-elected in both 1974 and 1978, but was succeeded by Marion Reed in 1979. Construction on the building in her name was completed in 2007, and at the time it boasted the largest grid-tied solar array in Canada. May 13, 1942, the Charlottetown Guardian, read by everybody, reported that a curfew had gone into effect the previous evening, requiring all kids under 16 to be off the streets by 9:30. The paper didn't outline the reason for the curfew, but did advise everyone to listen for a fire bell that would ring 3 times, followed by 3 more strokes, another pause, then 3 more strokes. Strokes? What is this, a curfew or a rowing competition? May 15th, 1943. In the Charlottetown Guardian ran a full-page ad looking to recruit bombardiers, gunmen, and aircrew for the Royal Canadian Air Force in its bid to stamp out fascism in Europe. But hold up, patriarchy! In the bottom left corner was emblazoned the subheadline, "There's a place for women too," though it seemed the ladies were being asked to serve so that men may fly. Oh well, step in the right direction for the time, I guess. Interested women could check out the RCAF's mobile recruiting unit at St. Peter's Church Hall in Rochford Square that May 17th and 18th.
Hey everybody, my name is Dylan Menzi and you're listening to Isle Tunes.
She's a good mother, knows what good mothers do. She's holding it together by the strings of her shoes, and by next year she'll be all worn out.
Faith that never falters.
Amelia May with her 2024 single Good Mother on iTunes, starting up this four-in-a-row musical celebration of moms. The whole Mother's Day thing began in 1907, when an Anna Jarvis held a service honoring mothers at a church in West Virginia. By 1914, the second Sunday in May was officially turned into a national holiday in the States, but in the 1920s, Jarvis was actually protesting at greeting card and candy companies for turning her marking of mom into a marketing racket. As for Amelia, yes, she's the granddaughter of famed PEI-er Jean McClellan, but the Summerside native came up through church bands and is now making her own mark in music, thank you very much, with an upcoming full album currently slated for release in July. Boys and their moms. Yeah, it's a thing. How about we delve into that with back-to-back tunes by guys singing about mama? Starting in the early 70s, the Ellis Family Band became a staple in front of island microphones, performing at festivals and dances and weddings, and things might have stopped there were it not for the fact that members Brian, Rick, Steve, Dave, and Greg Ellis took a chance and headed to Nashville to record some of their own original songs in 1983. The following year, they got a Juno nomination for Top Country Group of the Year, and they proceeded to make two more albums in 1985 and 1987 before ultimately deciding to call it a day so they wouldn't always be away from their families touring. Leaving the biz when all 20 of your singles made the top 50 on Canada's RPM chart is what you call going out on a high note. And making this even more fitting is that much of the quintet's material was written by their own mother, Ethel Ellis. Some mothers make brownies and other mothers make hits. From their 1985 record, Summer Nights, this is the Ellis Family Band with Mother of Mine, the front end of this very maternal
iTunes Rock Log.
Children to play. You'll still find her rocking, though the kids are all gone. She dreams she still holds them and sings her same song.
Mother of mine. love you, Mom.
She's what you see, here's what you get. A more kind or gentle soul in the world you've never met. She taught us to play and taught us to share and raised us up on whole food and a breath of fresh salt air. When times were tight, she got along. Yeah, that's my mom. Yeah, that's my mom.
That's my mom.
The domestic queen. Although our house was a little run down, and it was never spotless clean, but
our front door
was open to all. Somehow the love in her heart left a shine on every wall. She's easy to please, faithful and strong. Yeah, that's my mom. When Elvis died, she stopped to grieve. I watched her hard working hands touch him on his record sleeve, then turn him round and try out his moves and coax the breath of his life from between the vinyl grooves and sing moody blues to our hound dog. Yeah, that's my mom. And she puts nicknames on farm animals and cares for every stray. She was proud to love my dad and work beside him every day. She is every bit a Christian, with a faith in God above. We never did have any money, but we were rich with Mama's love. Yeah, that's my mom.
That's my mom.
The domestic queen. Although our house was a little run down, it was never spotless clean, but
our front door
was open to all. Somehow the love in her heart left a shine on every wall. She's easy to please, faithful and strong. Yeah, that's my mom. She's easy to please, faithful and strong. Yeah, that's my mom.
That's who she is, all right. Fiddler's Sons off their 2017 album, The Best of 20 Years CD, giving us That's My Mom on Isletunes. Indeed, the Cardigan Trio of Eddie Quinn, John B. Webster, and Garth Matthews got together in 1997 and have been delighting audiences ever since. The irony here is that while all three of these guys are truly sons of fiddlers, those fiddlers were their dads, not their moms. The Fiddies' most recent record is last year's Love Don't Divide, and their Close to the Ground summer concert series is ready to kick back in from July through September over at Pool's Corner. If you don't feel like waiting, and you know you don't, you can catch them May 15th at Surrey Show Hall, and also on May 23rd at the Irish Cultural Center in Charlottetown. Now, moms are notorious for taking orders, at least for food. I have to give props to my own mom, RIP, who used to make me separate dishes because my picky ass wouldn't eat some of the main meals she made. It spite me, mama. But getting an Order of Canada and an Order of PEI is an entirely different order of magnitude. Angèle Arsenault received those accolades in 2002 and 2005, respectively, and it all started in Abraham Village, where she was one of 14 children. She collected up traditional Acadian songs and began performing them in 1963. After touring through the Maritimes and Ontario, she was inspired to craft her own songs in both English and French. By 1974, the same year she served as host for the educational show Avec Angèle on TV Ontario, she made her first record, appropriately called Première, and it's this disc on which the needle has been dropped for you. Taken for the informal French way of addressing one's mother, and so nice it's twiced, this is Angèle Arsenault capping this Mother's Day tribute with her fresh from the 70s cut Maman Maman on Isle Tunes, Isle Tunes.
Elle aimerait bien cet appartement, pas trop de ménage à faire là-dedans. Mais lui, il veut un beau château, quelque chose de riche, quelque chose de gros. Et puis devinez qui vivrait dedans, toute seule avec ses petits enfants, à entendre tout le temps, tout le temps. Maman, 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 celle qui devrait toute la journée frotter, laver, jamais s'arrêter, faire à manger, puis recommencer, puis s'ennuyer, et puis engraisser, et puis garder tout en dents, toute seule avec ses petits enfants, entendre tout le temps, tout le temps. Maman, 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 hey, maman, maman, celle qui devrait encore être belle, et puis maternelle, et puis sensuelle, et qui devrait savoir se voir quand il rentrerait le soir, car il viendrait de temps en temps pour voir ses petits enfants et pour demander tendrement. Tu as besoin d'argent, maman? Tu as besoin d'argent, maman? Tu as besoin d'argent? Tu peux bien garder ton argent et puis ton château et puis tes enfants. Je m'en vais prendre un petit appartement. Peu trop de ménage à faire là-dedans. Jouer à la maman, toute seule avec mes petits enfants, entendre toute ma vie durant. Maman, 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 maman,
Angèle Arsenault on Isle Tunes, bringing to C'est Fini this Amour pour ton mère, Maman Maman, from her debut record of 1974. Still to come, Hit the Coast hits with a new album, Keeping an Eye on PEI Ain't Whistlin' Dixie, and Dee Dee Da 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 sees your D and raises you another D. What was it Shakespeare popped off with about all the world being a stage and men and women merely being players on it? Willie was referring to theater, but I think this maxim could also apply to the musical stage. So to find out who's playing them in this world merely called PEI, let's list those shaking up their peers, see what I did there, in gigs to dig across Prince Edward Island. Tonight, Friday, May 9th, Takeda is at Upstreet Craft Brewing in Charlottetown. Also, Mike Stratton is over at Lone Oak Fox Meadow in Stratford. Tomorrow, Saturday, May 10th, Mike Stratton moves over to Founders Hall, while Lady Soul plays at Harmony House in Hunter River, and Joss Rayon plays at the Trailside Music Hall. Also on May 10th, Su Chang Wang is playing UPI Performance Arts Center. Sunday, May 11th, that's Mother's Day, Kelly Mooney, Keelan Wedge, and Chris Christine Cameron are all at the Trailside. May 13th, Daisy with Babyland and Lung are at Baba's Lounge. And as I mentioned, May 15th, Fiddler Sons, they're over at the Surrey Show Hall. Where else? In Surrey. Looking into next week, May 16th, Trevor Lowell Clements is with Homestead Elite at Baba's Lounge. May 17th sees Daisy and Cut Deep at the Sport Page Club in Charlottetown and Tsu-Chang Wang over at Credit Union Place in Summerside. May 20th, it's Colonel Gray High School's Senior Performance Showcase at the Trailside. The Trailside has Kelly McMichael and Space Bud on May 21st, which is the same night Jack Pine Folk Club featuring Shane Pendergast, Whitney Rose, Louisa Guiza, and more are at the Poorhouse. And as I also mentioned before, May 22nd, it's the Lawrence Maxwell Musician Support Fund Songwriting Contest Finals featuring Allison Bush, Noah Malcolm, Julie Robichaud, Kira Lone, and Sophie Peterson at the Trailside. Don't forget, Baba's Lounge holds an open mic night every Wednesday at 9 p.m., hosted by the one and only K to the I to the NLEY.
Hey there, everybody. This is Kelly Mooney broadcasting to you from Isletoons.
It doesn't matter if you're a size 2 or a size 222. If you live in this dusty town and you got a shop, who am I kidding? Fat bitches, get out! Monique's on 4. You've heard of it? Maybe. Monique's on 4th. It's on 4th. Monique's on 4th. It's right next door to Bordello on 4th.
Let's go!
They have shoes, ruffles, lace, brassieres. I bought some puffed sleeves for my tank top. I bought some zippers for my long sleeve shoes. My ass is made of silver. It looks better in those jeans. Come on, put it on me, Monique. I did too much cocaine.
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Monique's on 4. I like to go there with my friends, if I had any. No one likes to go there with me, so I go shopping by myself. And I say, give me those clothes. And then they put them on me, and they're made of leopard skin, you know. I look like Frangelica Houston. I like to wear the fringy bits. I hate it there, but I go. Come on, put it on me, Monique.
Monique's on 4th. Monique's on 4th.
You know, everybody's shopping at
Monique's on 4th.
Except you.
Monique's on 4th. Monique's on 4th.
You know that everybody's dropping hints
at Monique's on 4th.
The sales girls are beautiful. They wear their hair in a beehive. I try to look like them. I look better. Monique's on 4th. Shopping at Monique's, I like to put on clothes. I wear my tights, wear my panties, and put on some hose.
Hose!
I like to dance there. They tell me to leave. They get a load of these McGuffies. And then they put on puffed sleeves.
Monique's on 4th.
Who's that?
Monique's on 4th.
Stop talking.
Everybody's shopping at
Monique's on 4th. Monique's on 4th.
La la.
Monique's on 4th.
Monique's on 4th. Don't tell me
Monique's
what to do.
On 4th.
Da-da-da. And I'm here to tell you one thing. Come on, Princess Edward. Let's take these folks shopping at Monique's on 4th. Monique's on 4th. I'm shopping there. At Monique's on 4th. I'm throbbing there. At Monique's on 4th. I'm dropping hair. At Monique's on 4th. I'm everywhere. At Monique's on 4th, regard may glow.
robes, don't set robe. Regard my fess, don't set dress. Regard my cock in this frock. Don't say
Monique's on four. 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 Monique's on four.
She's not just here because it's Mother's Day. She's here because she's the mother of us all, and she's Dee Dee Da 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 here on Isle Tunes with Monique's on 4th from her 2015 album Double D's. Ms. Da 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 comes to us from Lethbridge in Alberta, and the self-proclaimed small-town drag dynamo has infiltrated Charlottetown to establish House Dijon, a new drag family specializing in cabaret. This matron saint leads her pack in shows happening twice a month at the Beaconsfield Carriage House, so get your Dijon on at housedijon.ca. That's HAUSDIJON.ca. And if you can get an audience with her, ask Dee Dee when she's making another record. Electric Ease, maybe? Now, if you're going to hit the coast, hit it hard. And that's what alt-rockers Curtis Klein, Evan McCosham, and Bruce Rooney have been doing since they hit the coast in 2022. Influenced by bands like Big Wreck and Kings of Leon, these dudes just played their album launch show with Benny Vaughn and Amelia May. How's that for synchronicity? Marking the release of new record Spewing Junk. But if by junk they mean bus and bops and not the stuff we're supposed to be leaving on our curbs for island waste right about now, then these coast hitters have definitely succeeded in spewing it. With the title track of their album just out April 24th, this is Hit the Coast, telling us what it's like to be spewing junk on Isle Tunes. They're hit the coast and they're spewing junk all over Isletunes in the best possible way.
Oh yeah.
Now, if you listen to this show regularly, and I hope you do, I also hope you'll tell your friends, family, and frenemies to tune in. You know that I'm big on the idea of amplifying island artists, not only by playing their songs here, but by providing links to where you can buy their music on the show's socials, Facebook and Instagram. This is one of those rare occasions where I get to amplify another PEI podcast. These guys are just starting up, and unlike the music focus here, their focus is on issues that islanders face daily. Homelessness, hunger, abuse, crime, healthcare, you name it. They're not afraid to get a little controversial, and so far they've done soft launch installments with members from the island's different political parties ahead of last week's federal election. Their show is called PEI, like PE and then the I you look through. And they unexpectedly got an unofficial theme song when a country artist in the States connected with an expat islander and liked where the show was going. After some input from its founders, the singer, whose name is Dixie, and whom I cannot yet find anything about online, turned in this track, which is a solid country tune and gets across the idea of the PEI podcast perfectly. How's that for alliteration? This is Dixie with PEI. We've got our eye on you on Isletunes. We island podcasts have to stick together, you know?
There was a time, red roads and fields, and green gables, dreams so real. Now the headlines scream, the hunger grows, empty plates and colder homes. Promises and lies, from the courtrooms to the ocean tide, we won't look away on P&I. Fishermen fight for shrinking shores, farmers watch the price of war, hospitals bursting at the seams, judges trading justice for sweet dreams. We've got our own PI, through the heartbreak and the hope, through the promises and lies, from the courtrooms to the ocean tide, we won't look away on PRI. Foreign hands buying sacred land. What's a hometown when it's out of our hands? Your kids grow up, but they move away, chasing dreams we can't afford. So stay. We've got our eye on PII. Through the hunger and despair, through the storms they leave behind, from the heart of the fields to the breaking sky,
Dixie with his theme song of sorts for the up-and-coming island podcast, PEI. And it's called PEI, We've Got Our Eye on You. If you want to catch this new show, all three of their episodes so far are up on PEI.ca. That's PEEYE.ca. As for this show, its coordination assistant, Jackie Robichaud, recently provided me with another of her Islanderisms, which kicked off this episode. You can send along a PEI saying of your own, either by email to amj@isletunes.ca or over voicemail at 902-807-4250. If you've been listening and you have comments, suggestions, or requests, you can reach me with them through those methods as well. You know, the simple act of clicking subscribe under a YouTube video can help get the channel it's being shown on better recognized through its algorithms and all that. So if my voice is coming to you via the tube of you, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, would ya? While you're in the mood to subscribe, you can do so on Patreon, as I mentioned before, and receive access to exclusive island-only video for a mere $5 a month. That's on patreon.com/isletunes. And if you don't want to deal with that and you just want to throw money at this podcast, no complaints here. The PayPal link for that is in the description. Also, you can festoon yourself with Isletunes Drip by visiting isletunes.creator-spring.com. And don't forget to follow Isletunes on Facebook and Instagram. Musical contribution to the Isletunes theme by Kaylin McCauley and John Hashem. Show concept by Rocky O'Neill. Coordination assistance, as I said, by Jackie Robichaud. I'm Adam Michael James, and that's it for episode 88? I don't know how we're heading towards triple digits already. Should I do something special for the 100th? Let me know. In the meantime, I'll let you know that I don't take moments of this show and speak out against fascism to endorse or denounce any one political party over the other. I really don't care about those. I do care if extremists of any persuasion come in and try to tell everyone how to live and try to control our lives. That's where I gotta say something. So, based on what's going on in the US right now, and based on the fact that there are those who would like to repeat that particular authoritarian experiment up here, I am happy to utilize this platform to say, ultimately, freedom and democracy are stronger than fear and tyranny. You know it. Thanks for listening, PEI. Season 7, and we'll do it all again then with nothing but island music.